Welcome back to Tell the Band to Go Home. It's a little after 3 o'clock, coming up on the top of the hour. And what's the narrative coming up at four? But in the meantime, well, let's do a bunch of stuff. Here, you know what I got? You know, last week we debuted the greatest record released this year, and man, the more I listen to it, and really that's all I listen to this week, the more I stand by my assertion that it's probably going to be the album of the year. It's so terrific. Maybe I'll play I'm sure I'll play at least one more from the record, but finding that record kind of overshadowed another record that I was super excited about and really looking forward to. And then I kind of forgot about it, and I didn't even realize it was out, but it's out. Well, it's pretty good. It's not as good as the Leroy Stagger record, I don't think, but it's pretty great. Well, here let's decide. Let's play something from both, shall we? This one, the eagerly awaited new album from Rodney Crowell is called Close Ties, and it's once again he's going back to the personal introspective kind of songs, the ones that work so well for him. And there's some doozies on here, and I thought I'd share a couple from for you. Here's one. I've been reading lately the book about Guy Clark, Without Getting Killed or Caught. It's not a bad book. Some interesting stuff. I guess I didn't realize how deeply intertwined Crowell's and Guy Clark's lives really were. Like they were pretty tight. It's a big deal. And so here, this song, not about Guy, but about Guy's wife, who everybody loved, including Rodney Crowell. So here's one from Close Ties, Life Without Susanna, on Tell the Band to Go Home.
Life without Susanna. It started when town's bands had died. From that day on, she hid out undercover. Her Percocet and cigarette, along for the ride. She made the bed inside her head a shelter. Each new day a slipper through the blinds. I tried tough love, tenderness and anger, but nothing pierced the fortress inside her mind. The first time I saw her, she threw me that smile. Your angel of mercy, East Texas style. A poet in gingham, an assassin in jeans. Perfect woman I had ever seen. She was hardly routine. Life without Susanna troubles me in ways hard to express. As she withdrew, I grew distant and judgmental. A self-sure bastard and a stubborn bitch locked in a deadly game of chess. The upside of my status, a cut above the rest. Close to was in. No lipstick or powder to soften the tone. The most worthy opponent I have ever known was already gone. Life without Susanna is something that we all have to face. So welcome to the world as we don't know it. Big blue knuckleball, free floating somewhere out in space. There's no man saving grace. This is life without Susan, and I can't find my place. Skinny Dennis and a poet named of Richard Dobson, who had a novel he'd never finish. And that's when Johnny Rodriguez, David Only, and Steve Earle first came through, and every other guitar bum whose name I never knew. Old school Nashville, Harlan Howard, Bob MacDill, Tom T. Hall, go drink your fill and blow us all away. Now there was this tightrope walker who called herself the Queen of Poughkeepsie, who ran away from the circus with his roustabout redneck gypsy. Now they were towns, vans, and fans, and prone to combustion. They fought like dogs in Spanish and made love in Russian. I wish Newberry and Buck White would drop on by the house tonight. Things have changed round here, you bet, but it don't seem much better yet. I first met Willie Nelson with some friends at a party. I was 22 years old and he must have been pushing 40. There was hippies and reefer and God knows what all. I was drinking pretty hard. I played him this shitty song I wrote, then puked out in the yard. Old school Nashville, Harlan Howard, Bob MacDill, Tom T. Hall, go drink your fill and blow us all away. Tonti Hall, go drink your fill and blow us all away.
his own with just one thing in mind. Make the girls believe that I'm the last one of my kind. Silver toe tips on my boots and a mullet head of hair. Designed to walk into the room and make somebody stare. But I don't care anymore. If I don't stand out in a crowd, I was better off before. I tried to make my mother proud. I came to town a dreamer. I could make my mark in space. 40-odd years later, all my best cards have been played. Well, it's a hard knock situation when the accolades bestowed on your every last creation cries out middle of the road. But I don't care anymore about the fortune or the fame. I was better off before. I tried to make myself a name. All that money that I blew through like some bootblack off the farm could not have vanished quicker if I'd have shot it in my arm. Some so-and-so says, don't you know, the limit is the sky. The next thing I remember, I'm unlearning how to fly. But I don't care anymore. Dolls and favors that I savored from day one add up to next to nothing after all is said and done. A real friend tried to tell me, man, with all respect for you, the time to put away these things is long since overdue. If indeed I do get lonesome in my mansion on the hill, there's this neighbor's wife I covet for her beauty and her skill. The way she puts herself together, sleek and vagabond couture, makes each mailbox conversation one more heartache to endure. But I don't care anymore. Who does what and why? I was better off before. Just another guy. I've been lied on, spied on, cried on, tried on, taken for a ride, you bet. Frack, crack, smack, jack, what you see is what you get. I've been spit at, hit at, quit at, shit at, shouldn't hit a bit at what I'm trying to get at. You fooled me once, shame on me. Fooled me twice and put the blame on. I don't care anymore.
Building walls around. Joey Ramone. Well, the dream is alive and well, friends, but we're out in the streets all alone.
sake of argument, 'cause I wanna fight for you. Yeah, I wanna fight for you. I wanna fight for you. And I want you to fight for me, fight for me.
That's tremendous, tremendous music. Boy, I like that one. That's John Paul White, the Civil Wars dude, from his solo record, Beulah. It's Fight For You. I think that's great. You like that? Did you think that was great? A couple from Leroy Stagger from his also great new record, Love Versus. Highly, highly, highly recommend that thing. We heard Living in the Future, and before that, Joe Strummer and Joey Ramone. Yesterday was the anniversary of Joey Ramone's death. Can you believe he died way back in 2001? 16 years. He's been feeding worms. It's good. It's good of him. That's a terrific record. You should definitely pick that one up. As is the new Rodney Crowell record. It's pretty great as well. We heard a three from Close Ties, released right at the end of March. We heard I Don't Care Anymore, and a couple of personal kind of Guy Clark, Susanna Towns kind of numbers, Nashville 1972, and Life Without Susanna, or if you're an idiot and you write it wrong like me, Live Without Susanna, or Live Without Susanna. I don't know. A little bit of time left. Why don't we play something from some guys that are coming back to town for a little bit of a special show coming up on Saturday. Saturday's Record Store Day. Are you excited? Are you all you got your lists all made out? As far as I can tell, there's only really one thing that I care about, but I'm sure I'll probably manage to put a few more things in the bag, and many of them I'll play for you next Sunday, and then I'll never play them again. That's kind of how that works. So tune in for that next Sunday. Special show. One time only. Stuff that I pay way too much for in Record Store Day and then forget about. But we'll try to be sensible this year because I'm broke. But also on Record Store Day, maybe they're coming to town just to check out the great record stores. All of them. Both of them. Elliot Brood coming to town for a special low-key show at the Times Change. They love playing the Times Change, and we love seeing them at the Times Change. They're too big to play the Times Change, of course. So the thing sold out in like an instant. So if you weren't paying attention, you're probably not going. But maybe you want to go next Sunday to Gimli. That'll be good, I bet. Out in Gimli. That's still going on. Is that sold out yet? That'll be fun. How about a couple of things from the Brood Boys? And well, let's start it off with from their debut Tin Type, which I got way back when. I remember the first time they came to town, and I was out of town, so I miss it. I'll never live that down. But I think I've seen them most times since then. I'm still a little bit mad about the whole Tin Type thing. Of course, a couple of years ago, they released it on vinyl and had this big CD release. I guess it wasn't a CD. It was a record release, re-release party at the Times Change for that thing. And they showed up, and their records were stuck at like the UPS depot or something, and they couldn't get them out in time for the show. So they gave us all our money back, which, you know, I guess was good, but I never did get the record, and it always kind of bugged me. I always thought, like, why couldn't they just leave a bunch of them at Times Changed with our names, and then we could go pick them up? But no, they were like, here's your money. So I still don't have it on vinyl, and I guess I never will, but it was good. From that Tin Type record, here's Elliot Brood playing Saturday. Hope you got a ticket.
Yeah.
their shows are a little more lively than their music has been for a bunch of years. That's Elliott Brood with their sleepy new single, The Fall. Before that, from their Turning Point album, I guess we should have seen the writing on the wall. The album's called Days Into Years, and the song was called If I Get Old, and, well, I guess they did, because they haven't done anything that exciting since then, but hopefully it'll still be a good show. I'm praying. We heard something from Mountain Meadows. That was such a good record. Write It All Down For You. And from Ambassador, we heard Second Son. And from Tim Type, Edge of Town. Hopefully you've got your ticket going to see Elliott Brood Saturday night at the Times Changed. If not, I'm going to jump out on a limb here and say that they'll be back probably, I'm going to guess, the early fall. They have a new record coming out. I don't know when. Actually, it's a live record, so, you know, it's not that new. But there's some stuff, and they'll be back, I'm sure. Anyway, we got to go. Check out tellabandtogohome.com. Stay tuned for What's the Narrative, Waxy's Dargle, Comfort Cafe. I'll be back on Thursday, 6:30 to 8 o'clock, Still Belted Radio. Next Sunday, 2 to 4 p.m., tellabandtogohome will return. We're going to squeeze in one more song, some short, snappy, CanCon kind of fits the day. And, yeah, thanks for being here, everybody. It's been fun.